kneel and pray for those who can. Righteous, eternal Father, we come to you this morning with very thankful and grateful hearts that we can be together again as brothers and sisters, as believers. I thank you, Lord, for salvation, for eternal life. I thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us and keeping us safe. I thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings. I just pray, Lord, that you would be with us today. I pray, Lord, that we can just open our hearts and that we can see what the Word of God has for us. I just pray, Lord, that we can get clear understanding of the Word of God. Be with us and give us the Holy Spirit. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. The key of not being offended. I want to greet everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. It certainly is a blessing to be together again on a beautiful Sunday morning like this. And I was so moved by this song that we just sang, Once I Was Bound. And now we can have that, we can have that glorious freedom it was talking about, that wonderful freedom, no more in sin. I repine is how the chorus goes there. And so I was just, Brother Mark called me, asked me if I would preach the message, and it didn't take me very long that I knew what message I had laid on my heart. And it is because of experience I had. The experience I had of offenses. A little over a year ago, I preached a message, and when I preached the message, I was totally free of offenses. Half a year ago, if I would have been asked to preach this message, I would not have been free. I was offended, and I seen the route it was taking me, and I'm here today to praise the Lord and thank you, the Lord, that I'm here, that I can be free to preach this message. The key to be not to be offended. Who in here was never offended? So I think all of us were offended at one time or another. And if we were, how did we deal with it? Or the question is, did we not deal with it? And I'd like to turn to Psalms 119. Start at verse 161. It says, Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. So here it's saying the princes persecuted him without cause. But then it goes on and says, the heart standeth in awe of thy word. He's standing in awe of thy word, his word. I rejoice at the word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of the righteous judgment. Great peace have they that love the law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul has kept thy testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. The law, what is that? We don't want to stumble over the law. We don't want to stumble over the Word of God. And I'd like to turn to one more scripture before I go into more definition of offenses. Isaiah chapter 26, starting in verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God anoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, in the Lord Jehovah, and everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, and the lofty city. He layeth it low, he layeth it low, even to the ground, to bring it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprighteous. Thou must upright does weigh the path of the just. So we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. And I believe that is a big part of our Christian life. We need to lay down that pride and humble ourselves before the Lord. Offense, the word offend, is the definition is a stumbling block, an obstacle, enticement, cause to fall, ruin, injury, hurt, damage. Feeling offended often involves an experience of negative emotions caused by a word or an action which is in conflict with what we expect and believe to be the right, appropriate, moral, and acceptable behavior. So I believe that we all know what our offenses are. We all know how it is to be offended. And I guess I'm just going to share a testimony. And I'd like to bring out a picture of what happened in my life. I'd like for us all to get the picture. I had this dear brother. We had a very good relationship with each other. We talked a lot together. We confided together. And something happened between us. And I got offended, and he got offended. And life went on like that for a little while. And every time I thought of this dear brother, I thought of $30,000, $40,000 that I believed he was costing me. And so I'd like for us to get this picture. This is me. This is a brother. So I start thinking bad thoughts. And then he says things that offend me, and I start putting a wall around me. And then all at once, there's another thing said, and I put another wall around me. And time goes on. And when something happened, and one day we tried to get together different times, and there was just no true repentance on my part and on his part. And so I was offended. In the meantime, another brother had said had a false accusation against me. And I had these walls around me already. So I was offended again. In the meantime, another dear brother this brother here did something to that brother, and I picked up offense with this brother, for that brother, because of this brother. Do you see the circle? Do you see the downward spiral? Do you see the direction I was heading? But I praise the Lord for what happened. One day I come to realize this brother here, he come to me and he repented in a sense. He made things right in a sense, and then he turned around, and what he got done telling me, he went to other brothers and told them a different story. And then this is what happened. Another brother came and told me what this brother is saying behind my back. But I'm praising the Lord today. This is what happened. Finally, I come to realize I could have avoided this. I could have avoided all this offenses if I would have just handled things different. If I would have responded different, if I would have sat down with him right in the beginning, things would have never ended up where they were. And I can say this, praise the Lord. Here about a month and a half ago, he invited us for supper. This brother here invited us for supper. And he apologized, and I apologized. And he went back to make things right with other brothers that he accusations he had against me. And a week ago, we were together again, and it was like the old times. Like the old times. He laid everything down. I laid everything down. And in the meantime, this brother here, I released him. I realized I could have avoided everything. I could have 2 years ago, if I would have changed things, and I was out of my place. So what I'd like to bring out, this week I got a phone call from my sister. And she says, I just need truth. She says, this is what people are telling me about you. This is what you're saying, and this is what you've done. Is it true? And I could have picked up an offense. It was a stumbling block, and I decided to step over it, walk around it. Now, if I still have these walls around me, I think I would have failed again. But these walls are removed. They're gone. So I guess my desire, my prayer is, if there's anyone in here carrying any offenses, let's do something about it. It's not worth it. It'll drag us down. It's a downward spiral. Since the beginning of Adam's race, man has dug himself into mental, emotional, and spiritual pits. We can dig ourselves into mental, emotional, and spiritual pits. A lot of you know in here what the propane gas lights are. That's what we used to have years ago. And we lived in the woods. And so there was all these bugs that come into the house after dark. There was heat there, and it was a bright light. And these bugs, we'd go up to this light. It was hot, and they'd hit it, and then they'd go spinning downward. And then they fly right back up and go right back at it again. And one of those times, it was their last time, they got burned and it killed them. They went spinning down, and they never got back up. And that's what can happen with us if we don't deal with offenses. See, we can fence ourselves into a prison of habits, ruts, and bondages, and evil passions. And it seems sometimes we just don't know how to escape, how to be released out of them, that prison. And see, the greatest one thing we need to realize is the greatest battle is within ourselves. It lies within ourselves. It is the very center of ourselves. And if we look at Mark, I'd like to look at Mark chapter 7, a couple verses there. Starting in verse 20. These are Jesus' words, and he said, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of the man, proceedeth evil thoughts, adulterous, fornications, murders, thieves, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. And all these evil things come from within and defile the man." The power of habit is usually the love for it. Until we change our desires or are willing to change our desires, we will have no lasting gain or deliverance. We will be in that bondage of unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred. And if we keep feeding that bondage, and we keep feeding it, we're going to keep coming back to it. I had to think of this here a couple months ago. We had this stray cat coming around, and she was so wild. I remember one evening I went down to the barn, and it literally ran up the wall to get out of the barn, and it was running around there. It was so wild. But today, she's a tame cat because we fed her. We kept feeding her. We kept spending time with her. And she's a tame cat. But if we feed on things, the devil wants us to keep feeding on things. He wants us to come his way. And we have to acknowledge that we are going the wrong direction. That we are in bondage and we can't feed those habits. And once we get addicted and we're in that trap. God must deal with our will and our desire. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." What is the symptoms of self-centeredness? To be easily hurt and offended. Holding grudges and conflicts. And let's not forget, pride resists God. And pride is the root of all sin. Why is that? Why is the pride the root of all sin? Because it puts self on the throne. I put myself on the throne. I wasn't considered of my brothers. I didn't see my faults. I didn't see the direction it was taking me at the time. Pride cannot be tolerated to be crossed. Pride is insulted and offend it very easily. It sets off evil passions such as grudges and bitterness. Pride is a source of torments. Pride never lets a man rest. I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 11 and get three verses there. Verse 28, very familiar verses. But this is what we need. We need that rest. We need that total surrenderance to our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He will give us that rest if we come to him. We're burdened down. We're heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest on your souls. For it says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We need to come to Jesus with our burdens, with our struggles, with our offenses, with our pride, with our sins. We need to bring them to him so we can have that peace. We can have that rest. Pride is the reason why men and women harden their heart. Proud man, person is easily hurt and offended when he is not treated just right. Were you ever around people where you just had to tread just right? You just had to walk right. You had to say the right things. You had to be careful what you said. Pride is a lack or the cause of lack of peace. Pride cannot let go of offenses. The thing we need to do is learn to pass over. To pass over the offenses. To give it to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. I like this verse. It says, the discretion of man deferred his anger, and it is glory to pass over a transgression. We need to pass over the transgression. We need to step over the transgression. We need to step over the stumbling block of offenses. Because offenses will come sooner or later. And we need to learn how to step over them or step around them. A proud person demands to have justice. Pride demands an apology for offenses. Pride makes it hard for the offender to apologize. Pride dwells on hurts. I am hurt, and everyone's going to know about it. Pride is the source of revenge. Is there any wonder why God resists the proud? Pride resists him. The key to not being offended. It is not the lamb that is offended, but it is what? Lords. It is not the lambs that are offended. A man of humility whose spirit is mellow and broken is never offended, brothers or sisters. A man of humility. Proverbs 18. Verse 19, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Now I get this picture of Jerusalem. With the walls around Jerusalem, the soldiers on top of the wall, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. When I see bars on a house, or we go to different cities, we see those bars. It's nothing pretty around it. There's usually, it does something to me. It don't paint a pretty picture. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. I believe after I released this brother, after I was okay with this brother, after I realized I hurt this brother, after I realized that I could have avoided all this here, and I gave it over to the Lord, and then the Lord started working in this brother's heart. And there was an amendment made. And I realized last Sunday evening, it was like old times. We can talk. We can praise the Lord together. We can connect like we did before. And I believe if I wouldn't have picked up this offense, I probably wouldn't have picked up this little accusation from this brother. And then I would have probably not picked up the accusation this brother had against this brother. And I believe the false accusation that was against me this week, if I would have this fence around me, I would have just picked up another offense. We put these walls around our souls. We wrap up our souls. We wrap up our hearts with offenses, with unforgiveness, with bitterness. And then we put up another wall, and then another wall. And then finally, no one can get to us. The offended brother or sister has an inflated ego when he was wounded. Grace was refused. And he hardened his heart and he became bitter. Grace was refused. I'd like to turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and get a couple of verses in Hebrews. Verse 4 and verse 16, chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." We need to come boldly in holiness before the throne of grace. It says that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We need to come to Him boldly to get a hold of that grace. In Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 15. "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of grace of God, lest a root of bitterness springing up trouble you, thereby many be defiled." That root of bitterness, it says there's going to be many defiled because of that root of bitterness. An offended brother or sister that harbors an offense and puts himself into a deep pit, he cannot be overwon. He will not accept apology. It is time they have a meeting with God. If we're offended, we need a meeting with God. We need to come before God. We need to recognize the direction it is taking us. And we need that meeting with God. It is a very serious matter to let our hearts be overgrown with offenses. We want to defend our ways. We want to demand our revenge. And you know, a lot of times we don't want to be honest about it. I thought about a raise of hands. If I would ask the question, who in here is sitting here with offenses? But I think a lot of times we're really not truly honest with ourselves. Because technically in our minds we think it was the other person's fault. They are the reason I am where I am. They are the reason that things happened what happened. In our mind, that's the way we think. So we need to get to the point where we recognize it is sin. And acknowledge it as sin. Acknowledge it as unforgiveness. Acknowledge it as bitterness. Acknowledge it as hatred. The way out of the pit is to become a lamb. To surrender our rights. To have that meeting with God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 20, starting in verse 20, "For what glory is it if when we be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For what glory is it when we be buffeted? When someone raps us, if I go up and hit Mark, Mark needs to take it patiently. That's what the Word of God's telling us. For what glory is it if we, when we be buffeted for your faults, we shall take it patiently. We shall be rapt. But if when we do well and suffer for it, we take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even thereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. We need to follow Jesus' steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. For when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself, what? To him that judges rightly. He committed himself to the one that judges rightly. Can we do that? Matthew chapter 11, verse 6 says, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Chapter 13, verse 21. Yea, has he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, but when tribulations or persecutions arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. People get offended because of the word. Is the Lord's talking, speaking to us? I remember a time I was preaching. I had a message on bondage. I used to work up here on 515 up there at the Homeco Industries. And the last day, I turned in my 2 weeks' notice. And the last days, I used to work with the maintenance guys there. So they grabbed me and they took shrink wrap and they wrapped me around that post. They shrink wrapped me to that post. And I just stood there. I could not move. I could not move a thing. And I was preaching the message on bondage. And this brother was offended. He tried to stop me. He kept motioning. I wasn't sure what was going on. And he's tried to stop me. And all at once he just goes, gets up and leaves and went home. The next Sunday, the brother comes and said I offended him by that message because I had that message prepared for him. I told him I really did not have that message prepared for him, but I think it was for him. It was for us all. And I had another brother that would come and was offended at messages, and he would challenge me. I prepared that message for him. But I praise the Lord, that brother got born again, and that all changed. But what I'm bringing out, we will be offended. If we are offended by the Word of God, by the truth of God, we need to look where we're going. These brothers challenged me a lot if I'm preaching to them. And finally, I told them I'm preaching to you every Sunday you're there that I'm preaching. And yes, every time I'm in my study and getting a message together, I think of them. So are we easily offended by the Word of God? Are we rejecting the Word of God? You know, there will be a lot of people that are going to be barred from heaven because of offenses. Why? They reject God's grace when they're hurt. They died holding bitterness in their heart. They refuse forgiveness. And did you know this? Our salvation depends on forgiveness. Did we know that? Our salvation depends on forgiveness. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. It is this serious. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So it says, if you forgive men their trespasses, the things they've done wrong to us, the false accusations. Then it goes on and says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It is that serious. It is that serious. We need to forgive. But we need strength from the Lord. We need true strength. We need that grace, that ability to cope with criticism, with rejection, reproach. Jesus tells us offenses will come. We could go look at different scriptures, Matthew, where Jesus' words are, offenses will come. And it is going to be, we're all going to be tested sooner or later. Things will be coming we heard the other Sunday, things that are unfair. Things are going to happen that are unfair. Things that are going to cross our pathway. Maybe it be some other Christian, or maybe it's a brother or sister, or maybe it's someone that we're close to. Maybe it's someone we're looking up to. Things will come our way. And how will we respond? Will we be offended? Will we close our hearts and walk away from the grace of God? Will we refuse that grace that is available to us? And will we turn sour? Will we refuse to press on wholeheartedly? Will we do the things that I just named because of a cherished or a loved offense? If offenses come, we need to turn to the Lord. His grace is sufficient. You know, sometimes I think God is more interested in our reaction to the offender than the offense itself. How are we going to respond with the next offense? How are we going to react with the next offense? When a stone or stumbling block is thrown our way, it is a sensible thing for us to turn, to refuse to be offended, to walk around it. Such stones can be walked around or stepped over. It is a very foolish thing to insist that we stub our toe against that stumbling block or that stone. We're hurting ourselves. Here just last week, here about 20, 21, 22 years ago, I jumped off a ladder. We used to sell produce, and here on the concrete was a potato. And I happened to jump right on it. And I landed right on top, right behind my big toe. And I should have probably done something then. I probably broke it. But I'm suffering with it right now. I got to go to a special shoe shop. They got a special stretcher. And it's, actually I did it about a year or 2 years ago. I had an x-ray done. And I have arthritis in it. And it's getting bigger and bigger. So I have a very, very tender and sore toe. And wouldn't you know, this week, I was in a hurry and I was doing something and the tow motor was parked there and I kicked the forks of the tow motor with that hurting toe. And I was jumping and moaning and limping around, wondering why didn't I pick up my feet? Because it hurt in a bad, terrible way. I almost cried. It almost brought tears to my eyes. It was that painful. And that is with offenses. If we choose to kick against them offenses, to trip over them stumbling blocks as they get thrown our way, we're going to hurt ourselves. I would have never thought I'd go back and kick that fork again because it was in my way. But I think if it would have been a person and stuck his leg out or something, and I would have kicked against his leg, maybe I would have had different thoughts. Isn't that what happens? When we get offended, we want revenge. We want bad things to happen to them. They deserve it. Let's not go down that route. It's going to hurt ourselves. And it's going to be a downward spiral. Let's not wrap our souls up with unforgiveness. Sooner or later, we're going to get the opportunity to make a choice when offenses come. So let it mold our character to be more holy. What a testimony to the world that we hold no grudges or hatred or bitterness on our unforgiveness. Now let's imagine this. Let's just imagine this for a little bit. Let's imagine Christ saying, when he was up on the cross, saying, I was wronged. I was treated unfair. Brothers and sisters, he was despised. He was rejected. He was mocked. He was beat. He was spit upon. He was rejected. He was wronged. And when he was up on the cross, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. That's Jesus. Well, that is Jesus. He prayed, Father, forgive them. After all he went through, after he was mocked, he was spit on, he was rejected, he was despised. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Psalms 119, 165, great peace have they which love the law. And nothing shall offend them. Nothing. Will we pass the test with our next offense? We cannot let any anger remain in our heart. We need to walk in humility. There's one more verse I'd like to get in Romans chapter 14. In verse 16. Verse 19. Let us there follow after the things which make for peace and things therewith one may edify another. Let's follow after those things. Are we willing to lay down all our rights? Are we willing to lay down all our rights? Am I willing to search my attitude? Am I willing to remember what pride does? It defends. Godly wisdom will be willing to yield. The Holy Spirit needs to be our power and our strength and our guidance. Am I willing today to rid my heart of all bad feelings towards others? Am I willing to rid all bad feelings today about others? The love of God is the key to the true freedom from any offenses. Are we willing to commit ourselves to being free from all offenses? I ask for your prayers as I continue. And I think the Lord was trying to tell me a few things. I remember a year ago thinking, I don't get offended very easy. And I think pride entered into my heart. And God brought something to my life. And He let things happen. And I praise God that I can be free today of offenses. And my prayer is that we can all experience that. If there's anyone in here today with offenses, that we're offended, bring it to God. May the Lord bless you.